Hello, and welcome to this podcast produced by the International Monetary Fund. I'm Bruce Edwards. Technological innovation like automation using robots to produce goods and provide services creates tremendous opportunities for businesses. But as the cost of producing robots goes down, is this technology widening the gap between the winners and losers?
If you get cheaper robots, you're making the overall pie bigger, and that's a good thing. But the slice that a given individual is going to get may still get smaller, and as a result, that person may be worse off. I'm Arnaud Costino. I'm a professor of economics at MIT.
Arnaud Costino has been studying technological change and its impact on inequality, and his research paper published earlier this year looks specifically at whether a robot tax might help better distribute the benefits of artificial intelligence or AI technologies. Costino was invited to present his research at the IMF.
So why did you choose to look at the technology sector, robots specifically, in the context of inequality or income distribution, rather than, say, the manufacturing sector more broadly, or agriculture for that matter?
So there's been a lot of work recently, empirical work, documenting the impact of robots in particular on our labor market. In particular, the distributional consequences. There was also a lot of empirical work documenting the distributional consequences of international trade. Mm. And the starting point of our project was the idea that both were different forms of technological change, and that the same general principles may guide the optimal policy response to those changes.
And the policy responses that you focus on are taxes, essentially, to a large degree anyway. Do you believe that there should be a tax on robots?
So we investigate an environment where the theoretical answer is there may be. And when we combine that with the empirical evidence that people have documented, we end up with a tax that is positive, but that is small. And the reason why it is small is we're considering an environment where taxes are restricted. Options for the government are restricted. You don't get to compensate the losers through lump sum transfers that would have no adverse consequences for efficiency. So you're restricted. So in a way, you are forced to consider the tax on robots. And it may be a good thing given those restrictions because it can help alleviate inequality. So, in theory, would you want to be able to use it? The answer is yes. If I care about inequality and more robots means more inequality, yes, I may want to do it. Now, quantitatively, how big should that tax be? That depends on how much the extra robots you're throwing in your economy is affecting the distribution of earnings. And while we've estimated, others have estimated those negative impacts on inequality, quantitatively, they're small, and the optimal tax is small as well.
So should we be taxing the robots or the creators or the innovators that build the robots?
One interesting insight of our analysis is that we should be taxing the robots, not the innovators. So one thing that you may wonder is if better robots create inequality, then maybe we should have less, say, subsidies that goes into AI research, if that research then down the road ends up producing those better robots and aggravating inequality. And what we show is that if the tax on robots is available, then the tax on innovation is no longer needed. So that one would be zero. It's a zero. If you can impose the optimal tax on robots, then the rate of innovation is going to be the optimal one, conditional on that tax on robots. And so we do not want to restrict innovation. So innovation would be unaffected, though the robots, because of their adverse consequences on inequality, would be taxed.
And so more robots,
more inequality
is more inequality.
Yeah.
But it seems that I'm not an economist, but I expect or I assume that robots at one point reduce the cost of goods. And if the cost of goods are lower, those goods are more accessible to perhaps a broader segment of the population. And would that not in turn mean that, you know, robots are indirectly reducing inequality to a certain extent?
So in theory, robots could do two things. One is affect factor income differentially for different people. So skilled workers may experience different changes in their wages than unskilled workers. That's one channel. The other channel is that robots may also affect the cost of goods that people buy. And if skilled and unskilled workers buy different goods, then that's also a channel through which robots could affect inequality. So inequality is about really real income, which is about wages, but also the price of your consumption bundle, which also may vary. One thing we show in our paper, one of our results, is that the optimal tax on robot is nevertheless given only by the effect on wages. So we have a number of formulas, mm-hmm. but one of them, the one that we bring to the data that we combine with existing reduced firm evidence by Acemoglu and Restrepo, depends only on the impact of robots on factor prices, not the good prices. Despite the fact that poor and rich people may consume differently, those considerations end up not playing a role for the optimal tax formula.
So in your talk today, you pointed out that governments are always trying to maximize welfare, while firms are always trying to maximize profit. Do you think that robots can improve both, you know, profits and welfare?
So cheaper robots are a good thing. I mean, if we can produce the same robots with less input than before, or if with the same input as before, we can get robots of better quality, that's a plus. That's good for the firms who are producing those robots, and that's a priori good for welfare overall. Now, the thing is that welfare overall versus the welfare of specific individual, you know, these are distinct objects. And so really what we're trying to do here in this paper is to think of, if you get cheaper robots, you're making the overall pie bigger, and that's a good thing. But the slice that a given individual is going to get may still get smaller, and as a result, that person may be worse off. If so, and you care about that person, you have this redistributional concern, you may want to tax robots if you've estimated that, yes, the slice was shrinking for that individual. And then it becomes an empirical matter of how much are those slices shifting. So in practice, how much are the wages of people at different percentiles of the earning distribution responding to an increase in the number of robots? And so we have evidence of that, but you know, I should say, of course, that this is for a very particular type of robots. It is whatever we have been able to measure as a quantity of robots in the U.S. economy, in a local labor market in the United States. For that type of robots, we know the wage effects, and so when we implement our formula, this is subject to the caveat that, you know, this only applies to that particular definition, that particular type of robot. I don't know whether other types of robots may have different impacts on earnings, and so maybe those should be subsidized rather than taxed. All of that is conditional on particular empirical evidence that focuses on a particular type of robots.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Arnaud Costino is a professor of economics at MIT, and his recent research paper, Robots, Trade, and Luddism, A Sufficient Statistic Approach to Optimal Technology Regulation, can be found online at mit.edu. You can also find more on taxation and technology at imf.org. And if you like this podcast, look for us on Spotify or your favorite podcast app. Just search for IMF Podcasts. You can also follow us on Twitter at IMF_podcast.